This month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very great reward. In this, what rewards are there, what gifts are there, treasures, we cannot reach to that understanding. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on this point, he on the fazilat, on the virtues, on the importance, prior to Ramadan arriving in Sha'ban, the Prophet explained the importance, so that it's such a great month, the month of Ramadan, so that we would not lose out whatever Allah Ta'ala has given to us, so that we would not lose out. And especially this month that has been given to us is for this reason, that the rest of the year we are negligent, lazy, we are laid back. And Allah Ta'ala has put so much barakah in this month that if we just pay a little bit of attention and spend time in this month, then the rest of the year for us, this becomes such a month that the rest of the year, it with ease and with deen, it passes. So this is only, this month is not just for the month, rather it's protection for the rest of the year for us. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has especially mentioned those amal for this month in which we, during the normal time in the year, we don't pay attention and then we lose out so much. Look, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the fadail of Ramadan, and in the beginning he said it's an azim, great month to come. And after that, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam emphasized on one thing. First and foremost, what did he say? Subhanallah. On this point, first and foremost, he gave targhib, he advised, so that, because we are very weak in this matter, very weak indeed. Maybe if this was not mentioned, if Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give advice, then maybe in Ramadan we would also leave this action, and that is small deeds, to do small deeds. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Yes, for us we have no value. Oh, it's a small deed. You know, it's not, it's ghair muakkada, it's not, it's non-muakkada, it's mustahab. I've done a big action, you know, we've just done this. We've just done this. So on this, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they don't consider it as a small amal. This is a great action indeed. It's not small. Don't consider small deeds as small. Because whatever will be presented to Allah, how can that be small or minor? He said, that's what's mentioned here, that whatever is presented in the court of Allah, and they will be presented for this reason, that there's importance on it, weight on it, that that action will be presented to the greatest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can it be that it's minor? So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even if it's a minor action, it's such that it will take you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very close to Allah. And something that takes you close to Allah, how can it be minor, small thing? How comes this has come into your minds? So we were given the advice, because it's obvious that in this month, if we practice this and we emphasize on this, then the rest of the year we will earn. We will earn. Because we've been advised, Allah Ta'ala said, that He knows our fitrat, He knows our nature, that we are greedy. And if we don't have greed for something, we don't move. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, just for our benefit, He does all of this. So He gave us a great positive thing. Allah says that if you can't do something significant, but okay, fair enough, this month that I've given to you, so that you can practice and get the desire and encouragement in Ramadan at least. So Allah says that this so-called small deed, minor deed, if a person does this during Ramadan, then Allah Ta'ala will give him the reward equivalent to fard. Allahu Akbar, amazing. How much is fard? Yes? Oh, we say that, oh, we shouldn't leave this. First and foremost, don't leave this sunnah, don't leave the nawafil salah, don't do this, this is wrong, etc. Why? Because we know that Ramadan is coming. So we keep on repeating that Ramadan, okay, due to Ramadan, let's do it, because we're getting a nawafil, if we're getting the fard equivalence, then after finishing, okay, we'll pray the tunafil. So what is making us do that? Allahu Akbar. That is a great thawab that is equivalent to a fard. And in reality, Allah Ta'ala said that there is a big thawab and it's big for the ever, because it draws you near to me via small deeds. When you practice, listen, you become a muqarrib, you become close to me, and I make you my wali. Allah says, I make you my friend, and I become your hand, I become your tongue from which you speak, etc. Allah says, great muqam due to these so-called minor deeds. And we leave these deeds in normal circumstances. For example, giving salam, how long does it take? Small deed, how long does it take to reply to the salam? Yes, we've come to the masjid, and we've come, what have we come to pray and worship? We do a salam, for example, and we do niyah on itikaf. How long does that take to send the durood? But no, it's minor, we don't think it's necessary. Praying nawafil, oh no, leave that. Oh, what's the point of reading nafil salah? Just pray the fard. So shortcut, we are experts in salah, doing shortcut ibadah. Totally pray the fard, and that's it, and then we leave. So all the thawab, the big thawab, the thawab, the ruud that we waste, so Allah Ta'ala is reviving that into us in this month. That this month of time will give you the thawab of fard for this reason, that for Ramadan you practice, that you're not going to leave the small minor actions. For example, something's an obstacle in the way, you pick it up, you remove it. You think it's a small action, but it's a great action. If somebody's forgotten his way and you tell him the way, he's lost, you assist somebody, you help somebody. Somebody's car doesn't start. You say, oh, let me ask you, shall I push the car for you? Push start. These are small things, small actions. Even if you can't do that in your house, if you assist your wife, okay, come on, I'll pick up the dishes with you. Okay, come on, I'll clean something with you. Does anybody do this? That imagine how good, great deeds they are. These are those deeds that Allah Ta'ala, in return for this, Allah will give you forgiveness, bakhshish. It could be that sometimes our big deeds that will be thrown back in our face because there's no ikhlas in them. But those deeds that Allah Ta'ala says that you, Allah says do, Allah Ta'ala himself says, okay, fine, you did this additional action, I will accept it.
So for this, we should be so habitual and used to this. Make a habit. Look, a small deed that's mentioned so many times in the hadith, that on the day of Qiyamah, a person, his deed will be presented and he'll have one deed less that he needs. One deed less. Just one deed. Allah will say that your deeds are less in number. You cannot go into paradise. Allah, what shall I do? Allah will say, go and ask somebody to give you a good deed. And Allah Ta'ala demonstrates this. Look at this example Allah has shown. So that individual, he goes out, big gathering, people doing amal, with people with amal, with deeds, and he's asking them for a deed. They say, no, brother, we can't give you a deed, or we ourselves are in dire need of the good deeds. Just one good deed that we can earn at all times, every moment we can earn, and every breath we can earn. Openly we can earn. What a big negligence that Ramadan is reviving us. We should become used to this. How long are we going to be alive? Every day we hear, he's died, he's also died, he's gone to hospital. Eventually in the end, big buildings and houses and mansions and shops, millions, whatever we've got, and we become big and wealthy and rich. But eventually this is dust and soil, dirt. Doesn't matter how much you make and construct, not mal, but amal is what we need. That's it. What is the amal? Good deeds that we should earn. Good deeds. We can't do big deeds. At least do the minor small deeds. Don't leave those. So valuable a method. If you run around, you're going to be looking for good deeds. Give me good deeds. We'll go to everyone. Allah will say, ask, but nobody will respond. There'll be one person like me, broken down. He'll say, what's the issue? You're running around, I see you upset, distressed. What's the issue? You say, Yaar, what's the point of asking you? You're yourself a hollow. What's the point of me asking you? You say, listen, tell me your masala. What's the issue? What's the problem? I'm just saying the meaning of the hadith according to my passion and interest. Subhanallah. So he'll say that, okay, I'll tell you my problem. You're not going to do anything anyway. But he said, yes, I have a need of a good deed. Do you have something? He says, wait. That he did anyone give to you? He said, okay, the issue here is that in my account I have nothing, just one good deed. And I know that you haven't succeeded, so what will be the use of this one good deed I've got? Okay, fair enough, you take this good deed, at least you can go into Jannah. I'll be fine.
say Subhanallah. So when I look at what a great thing he done here, he'll say Subhanallah, I've got the deed. He runs back, Allah, Allah, I've got success, I've got the good deed. I'll say, come, who gave you the good deed? You say, Allah, there was an individual, he said, I have nothing else to my name, go, I'll give you my good deed. Allah says that, is there anyone greater, more generous than me? Before you, I will send him into Jannah first. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. He who assisted you, you go into Jannah and he can go into Jannah as well. So one good deed, look at that, the greatness of that. Hazrat Bilal, radiallahu anhu, he was wandering around in heaven. You could hear his footsteps from heaven. Allah's Nabi said, what deed do you do that I heard? Your footsteps, what a great deed that in the heavens you're walking around and I can hear that here. Allah's Nabi, so I have nothing, I've got no good deed to my name. Just what I do is a small duty. After doing wudu, I pray 2 rak'ah nafil. And Allah has given this maqam due to his 2 nafil after wudu, tahiyyatul wudu. Allah has given us health, energy, time. We just scarp from the masjid. We have no need to do anything. That at least pray the complete salah. No, there's no need. Oh, leave, it is better. And so sad that now there's even an announcement that don't pray nafil salah, we cannot wait. So what will happen then? Tell me, then where will that person go? Where can he go? How can he leave his fard if there's an announcement in the masjid? Mulana said, no, don't pray nafil salah, just fard, we don't have time. Tell me, what will be the condition of the deen? Think for a moment. People are given advice, recommendation. Allah's Nabi said this first and foremost, that in this month, man taqarraba fi bi khaslata min al khair, that for a normal deed in this month, you will get the reward of an obligatory fard act. Yes, anyone who does a virtuous habit will be rewarded with a fard act. But such a generation's come. Even if it goes beyond this, but Allah's Nabi says some statements and the Quran is present. And always it will revive us and refresh us, make us alive. Isn't it? So, it's stated that the small deed, don't waste it. Make the habit in Ramadan to do this. So see Allah's fadl, Allah's karam, that we are sat here, aren't we, to accumulate the good deeds. What other reason are we sat here for? So Allah's mercy to us, that look, Allah's gathered us in a masjid, in his home. Allah's gathered us in a masjid. What will we get here? Tell me. Nothing at all. We'll get the good deeds here. And such good deeds we'll get, subhanAllah, that we have come here to do dhikr of Allah. Yes, if you saw someone, oh, there was no need to do dhikr, I'm working. It's not necessary, is it? Dhikr, I've done this, I haven't prayed the hajjud, I've done other actions. The list of thousands, it's not necessary, is it dhikr? And what's being stated about dhikr that we're doing? Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whichever group of people, individuals, sit in a gathering like us, and after sitting, wherever they gather, not just masjid, then there's a big thawab that we are also gathered in the house of Allah. But so, that those people are solely for the sake of Allah when they gather, and there's no other niyyah, no other intention, apart from for the sake of Allah, I'll do this as well, do this as well, I'll complete this task and this objective and this. No, that they put away all the objectives and their sincere niyyah, sincere pure niyyah, that I won't do anything else in this gathering for the sake of this gathering. Totally not at all, I won't do anything else. This majlis, I want to keep it pure. And this is called doing an action for the sake of Allah, purely for the sake of Allah. No other action. Khas, specific. Khalis, for the sake of Allah, I've come. And Allah says that he who sits for my rada, and no other objective is he here. Don't come to the masjid for no other reason. Don't try to accumulate other, don't make all your private affairs outside. When there's a dhikr gathering, then solely one point, one objective, whoever sat, all the people, they gather for the sake of Allah. And only they sat here to do dhikr of Allah. And that qawm that does the dhikr of Allah, then suddenly what happens? What does Allah Ta'ala say? Manadiyus sama. Then the angel calls out from the heavens. This is the hadith, brothers. Our man says, the hadith and Quran is everything. Such beautiful points. When we hear them, we don't do amal. Then the padlocks have been applied to our hearts, haven't they? Tell me, the padlocks have been applied. So Ramadan, we are getting this. The angel for us in the heavens calls out, for which that person for whom the announcement is made, this means the whole world and the heavens, me and you are being introduced. We're being introduced.
That before, from today until Hashr resurrection, people, things will recognize us. Before this, oh, these are those people in Ashrafiyya Masjid, they went, it was Ramadan, they had Sinsaniya, somebody lived there, somebody lived there, somebody lived there. They had no other objective. They had one objective, they ran towards the house of Allah. It was Ramadan. It was the time of resting. You could have got rest everywhere else. There was a masjid there, there was another masjid there, there was another masjid there. What did we see? What did we see? No, there's dhikr of Allah. Quickly, quickly, let's go. There's dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala, they say, Manadius Sama, from the heavens, the angel will call, he calls out. What do they say? The angel, Subhanallah, think. What a great, great reward Allah Ta'ala has given for this. Oh people, when you gathered, I've forgiven all of you. Forgiven all of you. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Today is such a day that we should embrace. I've been forgiven, you've been forgiven. In the world, no power can remove this yaqeen. I swear by Allah, I have total yaqeen that after this majlis, I have got my forgiveness. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala stated this, Allah has announced. Allah Ta'ala sends that person who He wants to forgive. Subhanallah. Their hearts He makes soft and tender. And He takes away his tiredness. And Allah Ta'ala says that, I create the love in that person's heart for that deed. Because Allah Ta'ala has made that person His own. And who? Who will come? This is not Allah's law. Look at him. He stood there. He's a thief. He's a bandit. He just did zina. He's sinful. We've seen all his dramas. No. He's that person. I know him better. And he's consumed people's money. He stole this and that. There are thousands of excuses and doubts. But he who sat in this majlis, what does Allah Ta'ala say? Subhanallah. Yishqa. Allah says that in this gathering, whoever arrives, which is my gathering, the person who sits can never leave empty-handed with loss. Never. Never. If he has niyyah, intention, I've come here to do dhikr. So Allah Ta'ala, when is he making us do this action in Ramadan? For what reason? Not just this Ramadan, so that they can become habitual. So they always come to Masjid Ashrafiyya and do dhikr. That is when you'll get the reward of Ramadan, friends. Not that we come just for Ramadan, that is more thawab. Allah says, your Rabb, today if He can give you thawab, then tomorrow He can give you thawab as well. So today I invited you via that greed. But will you keep coming, brothers, after? And bring others with you as well. That, for example, bring other individuals. And that becomes the river for your forgiveness. Spread this action. But today our problems, our difficulties, corona, all of this that's happening around us is for the reason that we are far from Allah. We are far from Allah. And dhikr of Allah immediately draws you near to Allah. Immediately. Immediately, suddenly, how close have we become by sitting here? We've assembled. We'll do dhikr after this. Then the angel will call out, go, you are forgiven. Go, you are forgiven. You are forgiven beyond forgiven. And he stated, Allahu Akbar. The Allah says, I change, I transform, listen to another piece of good news, take the certificate, all your sins, they were a thief, a bandit, whatever you did prior to this majlis, but you came to this gathering. So Allah said, I've given another message to you, that I have tabaddalum bisayyad, that your deeds, I haven't just forgiven them, rather I've transformed them into good deeds. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. This is Allah who is merciful. This is Ramadan. Not just keeping the fast, is the definition of Ramadan. Not just practicing a few deeds here. Everything, look for it. Everything, look for it. That can make us wealthy and supremely rich in the hereafter. Every second is valuable. That's why I stated that every second in Ramadan, every moment in Ramadan, Allah has instilled, given us capacity of earning money. Allah has given us strength to utilize earning money in the world, but we leave everything behind us after we pass away. Whose money was this? It was this man, but where is he? He's died. He made this building, yes. He made a palace. Look, this was his house. This was his item. These were his cars. This was his and this was that. Where's he gone? Oh, he's gone. He's not here anymore. Subhanallah. So they become memories of life, but take the real memories of life with you in which there's dhikrullah. Subhanallah. Why? Let me tell you, dhikrullah, what is this as an action? Dhikr, what happens during dhikr? What is the effect of dhikr? When we sit down and do dhikr, what will we achieve? Two things only in this. Two effects. Allah Ta'ala's kalam and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam durood wa salam. Subhanallah. So when you do these two actions together, that becomes dhikrullah. Allahu Akbar. Yes, the definition, the name of that action is dhikrullah. So Allah's kalam, reciting Allah's name, that's subhanallah. What great rewards Allah Ta'ala has kept for that. And durood-e-paak, salat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
then what a great action. Allah Ta'ala has created angels specific for durood. When you recite durood, look what you'll get from this majlis. Those kalamat, the rewards, and the rewards for reciting durood, because that gathering is not accepted in which there is no durood. Say subhanallah. That will not go up, it will not ascend. Without durood, you cannot get success. So, for example, the action is just passing time, is something like on which you'll have regret that I wasted my majlis. So two glories here. Two glories, Allah's kalam, and on the Messenger of Prophet sending durood was salam. Salat was salam. Look at the thawab of durood was salam. Salat was salam. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected specific angels for durood. What is their job? That in the gathering, in the majalis, in the different places, they wander around all day long. Say subhanallah. Why? Because they are the angels of durood. What do they look for? Where shall we recite durood? Where is the salam and the salat upon the Prophet ﷺ recited? Where is durood being recited? When they see the gathering, they attach themselves. They are dear to those gatherings. Just like we run after money. We get the taste for money. So these angels, they run for those gatherings where durood is being recited. They run suddenly and attach themselves. And those people who are reciting durood, they envelope them in their wings. They surround them with their wings. They hide them in their wings. What beautiful wings within which the durood is hidden. Whose durood? Such us impure people. The durood that we recited from our impure mouths, that durood is protected. This is happening with you. Say subhanallah. It's happening now. It will happen now to you and to those people who are also sat online. Even if they're 1,000 miles, 2,000 miles away, if they're gathered, including this majlis, they are totally getting this thawab. Yes, I don't know if they are receiving this masjid. Those mothers, sisters who are listening by the receiver, totally they're getting the same reward. Yes, so their destiny has opened up. This town's fortune has opened up. This is like, this is how the earth is made fertile and alive. The ground is made alive, that when a person starts to recite Allah's name, then the destiny is opened up for that gathering. This is unique, this ground. This has become the house of Allah. This has started to sparkle. The adab is different. Until Qiyamah, the status of this gathering, this locality, this town is unique. This place is different because this place has been attached to Allah, linked to Allah. This small piece of land that we're sitting on, we see in comparison to the places, buildings with 7 stories, 5-star hotels, tall buildings, big palaces, mansions. But the glory of this masjid in this place where we're doing dhikr in the world, nothing can compare. The angels that descend here, the mercies that descend here, the sakinah that's attained here, you cannot attain in none of those other big buildings. Why? Because this place is attached to who? Linked to who? Allah. This earth is attached to who? Allah. So its fortune is transformed. That person who leaves the dunya is broken down. The world doesn't accept him. He's a waster. Bad situation. An alcoholic. He's disrespected in the world. But when he recites Allah's names, when he's connected to Allah, then he becomes elevated. He does dhikr of Allah. Allah says his name is connected to me now. I don't look at the sins. I look at that. Who is he connected to and establish the connection with who? Say subhanallah. So this is dhikr, brothers. This dhikr, we are lazy due to this and negligent, and we want all our affairs to be smooth in the world. We are like dead people. So when you see Durood Sharif, when you recite Durood Sharif, angels immediately come and they superglue themselves to this gathering. They spread their wings and hide you within their wings, and you're sat here. Medina is closed. There's no visa, nothing. Corona has come. You cannot go there. We're sat at home. But you have recited Durood Sharif. The angels will lift your durood. They have sealed it in their wings and they fly. They go to Madinatul Manawra in the holy court of the Prophet. They present the durood in that masjid. That person, Ya Rasulullah, he sent durood to you. Recited durood for you. This is hadith. And me and you, do we have the destiny and the fortune to do this? We're sat here, and the angels, they take our durood, and they present it to the master of the two worlds, Rasulullah SAW, that your name, they recited your durood, they were sat in a masjid, in a majlis, they recited durood, this is the durood of this man, this is the durood of this man, this is the durood of this person, ibn this person. So the master of the two worlds, Rahmatullah Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will he not give the answer? Immediately he'll raise his hands, he'll say, Allah, that he, just like in Ramadan, he's remembered me and recited durood upon me, Allah not just him, but forgive his whole family. Subhanallah. This is the gathering of dhikr. What have we attained? Tell me. Recited durood. Did you get anything? Did you get these good deeds? As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, hadith I present to you about durood. Great action, my friends, is durood. Subhanallah. Your dua is not accepted. Ask as much you want to ask. Ask as much what you want. But if you don't have durood in the beginning and the end of the dua, no dua will be accepted. You have to give the wasilah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't be lazy in this. You cannot be lazy in this. There's no way out.
So, as Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrated, beautiful hadith, beloved hadith, that when an individual, a human being, recites durood, sends durood salatan an nabi, then Allah Ta'ala has apportioned an angel. And he has so much power, that angel, alhamdulillah, Allah knows best the meaning of the strength of the angel, that there's no part of the world, anyone, if he is reciting durood, immediately the angel picks up that durood. Picks up the durood, say subhanallah. And the other angels, who are they? That they pick up the durood and go where? Immediately to Madinatul Manawwara. And they present the durood. And this durood goes to where? The second angel I'm speaking about. Towards Makkah, subhanallah. Yes, this angel picks up the durood. Wherever the person in the world is reciting the durood, and he picks up that durood, and immediately, directly, he goes to the holy court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he immediately presents that durood. The Allah, this man, in this masjid, he was sat down, and on your beloved Nabi, he recited durood. Hey, I brought this durood to you, Allah. As Aisha Sadiq has narrated this hadith. Read the hadith, subhanallah. Look at the maqam of that person. Me, if I recite durood, that for example will go to Allah, and it will go to the Prophet of Allah, subhanallah. So when the durood arrives to the Prophet of to Allah, Allah's called my durood and your durood. What does Allah say? Oh my angel, this durood, take it back to which maqam? To where his grave is, and take this durood to his grave with my hukum instruction until qiyamah. For this person, keep on reciting this durood, recite start for that person and send mercy on him, and it will cool the burning sensation, the heat of that grave. Your father will forget you, your brother will forgive you, your chachi forgot you, for whom you earned money in the world, they will forget you. But the Prophet durood will not forgive you, forget you, subhanallah. Subhanallah. That recite durood on your beloved Prophet, when he will not forget you. When you lay down in the grave, two meanings come out from this hadith. So he was dead, how did you recite durood? The angel, how did he take that durood? So listen carefully. Listen carefully. Two things come out from here. Two understandings. First understanding is this. That that time when that person was alive and he recited durood, just like me and you have recited durood, or will recite durood, subhanallah. You've recited. So that durood that you recited, alhamdulillah, when a human being, when he dies, then Allah Ta'ala, with regards to that durood that you recited, we recited, Allah sends that durood to his grave. The second meaning that comes out is Allah is Khabir and Basir. He knows everything, sees everything, hears everything. And the second part of the meaning here is that Allah knows that this person, that he lives here, where is he going to die? He's going to die in America. He lives here, but he's going to die in Baruch. He lives here, but he's going to die in Mirpur. He lives here, but he's going to go and die in Multan. Allah knows best. That how do I know? How am I going to die there? I have no need to go. But Allah Ta'ala's kitab is recorded that his qabr, his grave is where? His grave, that's where he'll get the benefit. His palace is here. But that soil, Allah knows that soil in which he's going to go to, Allah knows best everything. So what happens? That when me and you recite durood sharif, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that durood. He sends that durood to that soil, to the earth in that grave. Allah Ta'ala makes it stand in advance. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Today in Masjid Ashrafiyah, my friends, Ramadan, you'll recite durood. Allah in advance has told this durood that go and stand on the grave of that person. We haven't even arrived to our qabr, our grave, and the durood will start its work. That this person after death, he will come to this soil, to this dead, to this earth. So he will start to send salam and durood. He will start to recite durood, salamti on that person. Tell me after death, what will that person get, that individual? Imagine what he will accrue. What will that durood give to him? And you'll go into the grave, it'll be noor ala noor, illumination, light beyond lead. Light due to the durood of Rasulullah. He'll say, where's this light come from? He'll say that you forgot me, the durood. Say, but I didn't forget you. You sat in this masjid on that day, and on the Holy Prophet you started durood today, from many years, from many time, much a long time of waiting for you, that you will come and I will cool your eyes. Subhanallah. So my brothers, minor deeds, don't consider the minor insignificant. In Ramadan, you get the reward of any virtuous deed equivalent to one fard action. And due to this, a person becomes a wali. Due to this, a person becomes wali. So one good deed can make you the wali of Allah. These small so-called deeds, small-scale deeds, giving ibadah, salam to someone, spreading salam, masnoon ibadahs, beautiful amal, Rasulullah some sunnahs amal, make them your life. Make them your life such in a way, there's such a brick that it will complete the construction of your whole building. And second point, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah's dhikr, the second action that we need to do. One is durood, and attach yourself to the dhikr of Allah. Illuminate your life with dhikr. Beautiful flower that Allah Ta'ala has given to you, plant it. His love increases the qurb of Allah, the love of Allah. So enable, start doing dhikr. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to do this. Ameen. Recite durood sharif. But remember, durood is the beginning of every action. So let's start with durood sharif. Recite durood sharif.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina wa-salim. شفيع المرسلين تحوى ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي أزواجه محمد المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے, یا اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, یا اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما دے, دانشتہ دینشتہ غیر دانشتہ تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, یا اللہ اندھیرے جرم میں کیے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, یا اللہ تیری کتابوں میں سب کو لکھا ہے میرے مولا, یا اللہ تو سب جانتے ہیں حالات کو میرے مولا, یا اللہ تو اپنا فضل فرما رمضان کی اس عظیم رات میں عظیم شام میں میرے مولا تو اعلان فرماتے جاؤ میں تم سب کو بخش دیا, اے میرے مولا تو ہم اس کو بخش دے, ہمیں بخش دے, ہمارے گھر والوں کو بخش دے, یا اللہ ہماری اولادوں کو بخش دے, ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے, ہمارے رشتہ داروں کو بخش دے, یا اللہ اس بستی کے تمام انسانوں کو بخش دے, یا اللہ اس گھر کے جہاں جہاں ہمارے اس بستی کے اندر ہر گھر کے اندر میرے مولا آسودی عطا فرما, برکتیں نصیب فرما, رحمتیں نصیب فرما, دین نصیب فرما, بیماریوں سے دور فرما, آفتوں سے دور فرما, اپنی حفاظت فرما, اے میرے مولا اس ذکر کا نور گھر گھر کے اندر پہنچا دے, اے میرے مولا ہمارے دلوں کو اس سے منور فرما دے, یا رحم الرحمین یا کرم کریم تو اپنا فضل و خاص عطا فرما, یہ رمضان ہمارے لیے بہترین رمضان بنا دے, سلامتی والا رمضان بنا دے, سلامتی سے گزار دے اس رمضان کو میرے مولا, یا اللہ اپنے فضل سے اپنے کرم سے اپنی حفیظ کے صدقے سے ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو جو ہم نے ذکر میں مانگی اور جیسی بھی مانگی دل میں مانگی زور سے مانگی میرے مولا, جو بھی اس مجلس میں حاضر ہوا میرے مولا, دور سے حاضر ہوا اور نزدیک سے حاضر ہوا, گھروں میں بیٹھ کر ہوا یا اور بہت دور ہوا, جس طرح سے میرے مولا اس مجلس میں جو عورت مرد اس میں حاضر ہے میرے مولا ان سب کی بخشش فرما, ان کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, ان کی حاجتوں کو پورا فرما, ان کی مشکلاتوں کو دور فرما, وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین, آمین.